Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with Mr. Ken Kilday, the CEO and founder of Leaders Cut, an executive business coach who works with CEOs, business owners, and executive leaders to help them get what they want out of their business. And Mr. Kilday, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today per your expertise. So let's get started in the world of business coaching. One size obviously doesn't fit all. So could you describe your approach to tailoring coaching strategies to meet the specific needs and goals of each executive that you do work with? I'm sure that would be a great place to start and inform as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Eric, you're right. One size doesn't fit all. And it's really important for people that are considering coaching to get to know the coach a little bit. And that's why I like to spend about 90 minutes with somebody that's considering coaching. Their investment is the time, not any money. And in that process, I use a quiz that I've developed to get a sense of where they are. And then I also use a profiling tool called Talent Dynamics to get the conversation going, find out where they are, what they'd like to accomplish, and if I'm the coach to help them get there.
Sounds like a strategy that certainly works. Good stuff there. And in today's rapidly changing business environment, how do you prepare executives in staying adaptable and innovative?
Interesting that you asked that. So I think a lot of times what happens with executives is as they continue to move up, they adopt a similar approach as all the other executives around them that they see. The paradox is that in order for them to continue to innovate, grow, adapt, progress, they actually need to lean in more to their own instinct, their own personality, their own natural genius. And that will actually help them not only stand out as a leader, but get much better results through a tighter connection with all of their team members. That's really how we can stay flexible and adaptable. Because if we're just being ourselves, it's native. If we're trying to play a role, then we find ourselves getting a little bit stuck in the quicksand, if you will, trying to figure out who we're supposed to be given a different situation.
Yeah, thanks for the feedback there. That is helpful. Now, many of your clients work with you remotely. What are the advantages of a remote business coach? Get into some of the details there.
So, and even my local clients, we tend to work on Zoom is what I use, but remotely we tend to use that because there's an advantage to being able to close the office door, jump on, create a safe space for an hour where we can get some work done, some strategy, some planning, some observations of what they've been working on. And then they can get to their role of running their business as soon as we're done. Sometimes, although I do enjoy being in person with other people, and especially the clients that I get to work with, it's sometimes there's of course my travel time or theirs if we're meeting somewhere third party location. But then there's the warm up. Hey, how are you? Would you like something to drink? Those sorts of small social niceties that we all enjoy, but they use up some time. So this is a way for clients to really maintain the commitment of coaching without it being any more or less than a full hour. And no matter where I am or they are, it works. We can access this from anywhere. It's a little bit of my background. I designed offerings at a large firm specific, long before COVID, specific to being able to deliver anywhere, anytime, and be flexible about it. So super efficient, super flexible, and just as impactful as perhaps somebody that lives around the corner from you.
It only makes sense. It certainly is not only efficient, but it leaves everyone being more productive as well. That's just my opinion. Today, we're joined by Ken Kilday, the CEO and founder of Leaders Cut, an executive business coach who works with CEOs, business owners, and executive leaders to help them get what they want out of their businesses. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, if you don't mind, could you share an example of a particularly challenging or transformative coaching experience that you've had with an executive client in the past, and what were the main takeaways or lessons learned from that particular experience?
Yeah, absolutely. One of my executive clients presented because he had missed a promotion for the second time. And missing it the first time was, you know, that can be a timing issue. They wanted to see a little bit more track record out of him and so on. So he went a second year, delivered top tier results, didn't get the promotion, and called me. And as we started to unpack what was going on in his leadership, here this guy was super willing, wanting to coach, wanting to succeed, and resisting the fact that what he was doing was not going to get him any further than where he was. It's that old trope, what got you here won't get you there. And that could be a headline for a lot of executive coaches. We're working with people that have been very successful. They have a strong track record. And the first point of resistance is they're going to have to admit that something has to change. And for him, that was really about how he perceived the role of the executive. I mentioned to you before, Eric, that sometimes the thing that execs think, the role they think they have to play, they're better off going with instinct because it's authentic, it's who they are, it's very natural, they don't have to think about it. And that's where we had to get him, was the idea that although he was an introverted person, he enjoyed leadership, and he had to acknowledge that a lot of people wanted to be in his space. A lot of people wanted to interact with him. A lot of people were interested in his journey, his thoughts, his strategies, and so on. And as soon as he understood and made the connection that he could do that while being himself in his own way, not some, they call them, there's workhorses and show horses, not in a show horse way, but in a really authentic, strategic, thoughtful way. So he began doing that. And fast forward several years, and he's been promoted twice. He's a very senior level executive now. And a lot of it was being more of who he was and in his own way, not in some pre-programmed way. I've heard, you know, it's not a secret. I don't have a secret that I'm sharing with him. It was encouraging him to be his own self, looking at what he was talented at and doing more of that. As I explain, when people ask me what coaching is it's so analogous to sports. If I think about coaches don't teach their players how to play. They observe them playing and give them feedback about how they're playing and connect it with how they may change that so that they can be better. And that's what we did with this executive, was it was pointing out where he was succeeding and doing a lot more of that and getting him over the hump of believing or fighting for what he was doing that wasn't getting the result he wanted. So as I think about what were the takeaways, there were a couple of heated exchanges, but we had developed a trust bond, right? I think about those coaches that get all red faced with their player and they look like they're screaming at him. I don't do that. But we have some straightforward conversations of, you know, you're telling me you want to change, you want a different outcome, but you're fighting any sort of change. So again, definition of insanity. And what I learned was by keeping with it, by bringing up what he told me he wanted, it wasn't about me. It was he had a goal. He wanted a promotion. And therefore, by connecting that, every time he resisted, I connected back to, this is what you said you wanted. And it would ground him and then open him up to an observation. And then he could make a different choice, and then he could change his behavior, and then he got the result he wanted. So my takeaway was I have to continuously connect what my clients tell me they're after, because that is the goal. It's not my agenda. It is never my agenda. Clients set the agenda, and I help them be the best they can and drive to the outcome. That's my role. Advocate, partner, objective advisor, observer. And that's why we get results.
not only a great example shared there, but a lot of takeaways taken from your response there. That is excellent. Thank you so much for that. Gets me jazzed up just hearing that. And I'm sure you do see results as well. Now, I also understand that you're an author. Tell us about your book and why did you write it and who should read it?
Yeah, it's the six silver bullets you can, the six silver bullets you need to grow any business fast. It's a 23-minute read. Yes, I timed it. It was a great way, I think, again, to offer something to business owners where they can have a conversation with themselves, get aligned, figure out what it is that they'd like to achieve. And at the same time, if they want to understand how I coach and where I focus, you will hear my voice in these pages. So it's a quick way with extra templates and advice. And at any time, if somebody wants to ask a question, solicit me for some more templates in addition to what they see, I give them ways to do that. And that way, if somebody intends to coach with me, they'll have a really good sense for how that's going to look and feel. And if not, that's okay too. This fall is a great time to start planning now for a successful 2024. And this quick 23-minute read, six silver bullets to help any business grow fast, will help you launch a fantastic 2024 plan. They can get it at my website at kenkilday.com. Right there, there's a banner. Just click, put your information in, and we'll get it over to you.
It certainly sounds like the website that does it all. Again, folks, that is kenkilday.com. Ken, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate being your guest today.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Certainly was, again, our pleasure to do so. We've been speaking with Mr. Ken Kilday, the CEO and founder of Leaders Cut, an executive business coach who works with CEOs, business owners, and executive leaders to help them get what they want out of their business. And for all the details, again, visit kenkilday.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.